ABC Radio Canberra. Streaming now at abc.net.au/Canberra.
Proud Aboriginal woman and Canberran Rachel Ricks dedicated her life to caring for her own six children, along with fostering many more. But over a decade ago, her health suddenly deteriorated, and nowadays she's cared for by her husband Darren. Rachel spoke to me about what caring and Darren mean to her.
Caring was my life. I cared all my life for someone, and now that I need caring, it's very depressing. My mind wanted to do all the things that I used to be able to do, but my body wouldn't let me, and if I did try and do things like gardening or painting, then I would suffer for days.
Rachel Ricks is a proud Birri Birra woman, although she's still seeking to piece together her Indigenous history and identity. I visited Rachel and her husband Darren at their home in West Belconnen. It's a home that's full of Aboriginal artwork, much of which they crafted. And on the walls, there are pictures of their large and distinguished family, a family that Rachel is very much at the centre of.
I was always maternal. It came natural to me, and Darren was a wonderful father. We had six beautiful daughters. We fostered over 22 children, and there was times that we had up to 11 children in the house. For a long time, we didn't even have a lounge room because it was made into a bedroom because we had so many kids. They just felt our house, our home, our family was just a really good environment to be in, and they were safe.
So how did you manage to care for all those kids?
I was very good at routine, making sandwiches for school for 11 kids and making, you know, big amounts of tucker for dinner was just normal to me. They had to go to bed at, you know, a certain time and do their homework and get to a normal family routine. And it's important that you spend a little bit of time with each child on their own because you don't want anyone to feel left out.
Was it mostly Indigenous children?
We did have mostly Indigenous kids. We brought our children up to be kind and respectful and especially teach them about culture. A lot of those kids didn't know much about their culture, so it was good to show them and to teach them. And the non-Indigenous children that we had just absolutely loved learning about the First Australians. We helped them with singing. We were a very musical family. Darren plays guitar, sings and didgeridoo, tells stories, do dances. We would go out bush, and they were very lucky to meet some of our wonderful elders in our family who would tell them stories. We loved it.
I'd love to know what motivated you, Rachel, to look after so many kids when you already had six of your own.
We just felt a connection with children that were in care because my husband, Darren, he had several brothers and sisters but that were part of the stolen generation. And myself, I was taken from my family and I was adopted when I was 5 months old. I was a troubled youth and my husband was a troubled youth, but there was someone that we met in our lives that did something good for us and it made us a better person, and we just wanted to do that to someone so they could look back and say, well, you know, I remember these people and they taught me how to love and they showed me that there are good people out there and life's not, you know, one deep dark hole.
And amidst all of that, you decided to become a nurse and care for others.
I decided to become a nurse. I think when I was really young, I always wanted to be a nurse, but I did decide to become a nurse after I'd had my last child. And my mother, her kidneys were failing and she had diabetes and she'd had two toes at that time amputated, and I went up to Queensland to care for her. And whilst I was dressing her wounds, I thought, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this for me. I'm going to do this for my mum and my dad. And when I came back to Canberra, I went back to school. I don't know how I did it with all the kids at home. I'd be running into the kitchen, cooking, running to the computer to type a 5,000 word essay and back and forwards going to school and for all those years and doing placements. I was very determined and passionate. I'm so grateful for the years that I did have nursing. Respect and dignity is very, very important to me, and I know and hope that my patients felt that.
On ABC Radio Canberra, this is Kim Hoon, and I'm speaking to Rachel Ricks, a proud Canberran and Indigenous woman who's dedicated her life and career to caring for others. I asked Rachel what sort of plans and dreams she had for herself and for her husband Darren before her health took a very bad turn.
I had planned out my life. We were going to travel and explore our beautiful land and go bushwalking and climb mountains and go camping, and I was planning on working at hospitals all around Australia.
But things didn't go to plan. So what happened, Rachel? What changed?
Everything changed for me when I was about 38 years old. I first was diagnosed with osteoarthritis. I damaged my back at work and had sciatica damage and scoliosis. As the years went by, sadly, my health got worse. I have degenerative disease in both my lumbar and cervical spine and lesions affecting my arm on my right side. Both my hips damaged those quite badly. So it's hard to walk. It's hard to use my right hand. The hardest thing, especially with my younger grandchildren, I can't nurse them. I can't hold a child on my hip and walk around with them and rock them to sleep. I love all my grandchildren with my heart. They are my heart and soul. And to not physically be able to do more things with my grandchildren is heartbreaking.
And how did Darren react and adapt to your debilitating conditions and this new situation?
When my health started to deteriorate and Darren had to take over all the home duties, caring for me, he found it, you know, hard at first, just learning things, learning how to cook, learning new dishes, and me sort of looking over and wanting it to be the way that I would do housework. Nowadays, I call him my man maid and he calls me his ideas woman because I have a lot of ideas. My mouth still works, so I'm able to instruct and guide, but he's the one that has to do it. He's a good man and just the most wonderful pop. He'll be out there playing footy with him or they'll be playing music. He changes diapers. The youngest one, you know, often be hanging off his trousers because he wants pop to pick him up. And I just laugh because that happened to me, except I had six of them doing it. I sometimes tease him and say it's payback.
Rachel, has your Aboriginal background and identity helped you to get by and to get on?
My Indigenous heritage and culture and Darren's culture has helped a lot, taking me to another place spiritually through painting, through bush environments, especially through music, especially traditional music and traditional sounds. They're very relaxing, and if the mind's relaxed, then the body can relax, even if there is pain there and it won't go away.
So does Darren ever sing just for you?
Pretty much every day Darren sings to me. His music is his soul. Every time Darren sings for me, I can just so easily close my eyes and feel it. It's almost like a trance, and it helps take me to a calm, quiet, relaxing space. And other times I'm tapping my feet and I might not be able to swing it and dance, but, you know, I can move my hands and feel that music make my body move.
So what does Darren, your husband and your carer, mean to you?
Darren means the world to me. We've been through so much and we've done it together and we know each other very well, sometimes even before the other one speaks, that one of us knows what they're going to say. I would be lost without him, and I would like to think that he would be lost without me.
Little towns out there.
That was Rachel Ricks, who's looked after her six daughters and eight grandchildren, along with over 22 foster children. She was accompanied by her husband and now carer Darren on the didgeridoo, guitar and vocals. Rachel and Darren wanted to thank Carers ACT for all the support that they've received. You can find out more at carersact.org.au.
ABC Radio Canberra. Streaming now at abc.net.au/Canberra.